Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 294 of Her, the podcast where you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her awe. Yeah, A-W-E, awe. Huh, I'm awestruck. What is that all about? What are we doing here with this? This is going to be a terrific show. Just know that before we begin, it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your first reminder to click on to iTunes after the episode to rate and review the show because your feedback is terrific. I love to read it. I love to know what your thoughts are. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind.
Her body.
Her life. It's all about Her.
Well, I'm so excited because, of course, we have one of our most wonderful returnees, regulars on the show, which is the one and only Gretchen Reynolds. Now, Gretchen writes the beyond popular phys ed column for the New York Times, and she also posts online for the Well blog. And this is the big section in the New York Times. It's everything well-being and wellness, and there you go. And here's what's beautiful about Gretchen. She sits down and she looks at all of the science within the field of physical activity, especially. It involves mind, involves body, and really distills it down into something that is, well, how shall I say, awesome. I had to do that, Gretchen.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, Gretchen, welcome back to the Her podcast for another wonderful episode. So, for crying out loud, there it was. It was a showstopper, and that was the title of your column, which was An Awe Walk Might Do Wonders for Your Well-Being. And in this case, the subtitle, Older Men and Women Who Took a Fresh Look at the Objects and Vistas Around Them Felt More Upbeat and Hopeful. Tell me what grabbed you about the science on this one.
Well, the first thing that grabbed me in the study itself was the very word awe, because that word suggests so many things to us, but also it's not, for a lot of us, it's not clear what awe is or should be. And so I was really fascinated by the idea of a study that tried to look at, first of all, how you cultivate awe, meaning that the scientists at least know what awe is, and then how you might use yourself, how you might look for awe, and what that might do for you, for your exercise, and for your sense of well-being.
I love it. You know, I looked up awe as soon as I saw that in the title of your column. I said, you know, awe, huh? And it said a feeling of reverential respect. And it sometimes can be mixed with a little fear or wonder. And I was thinking about that the other day, so you're going to love this. So I said, that's it. I'm doing an awe walk. And I posted it on social media. I plastered this sucker everywhere. And so I took my beloved German Shepherds out for an awe walk in our beautiful, we have huge parks, and one just literally across the street from me. And I'm out there doing my thing, and I'm really paying attention. I'm looking around and everything, and I'm thinking to myself, mixed with fear or wonder, huh? And lo and behold, I swear I have the picture, and I will send it to you. I'll actually text it to you. You'll laugh. And so we turn the corner on this beautiful path, and what do we see? The biggest ass stag you've ever seen. I mean, they're
awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then I said to myself, okay, so this is what fear and wonder. First of all, the most beautiful thing, what a rack on that head. Magnificent was out, you know, with the family, as it were. And then I thought, he could kill me. And my both of my dogs just, you know, they were on lead and they were kind of staring at it, going, what should we do? Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. I ain't no stupid person. And I pulled a 180 and I chose a different path. I did not want to mess with the, you know, I didn't want to interfere with the whole family interaction, number one. And really, I was showing reverential respect. I was. It was nature. On the other hand, don't get my ass killed either. So that was what happened with my awe walk. So let's get into the science of awe. Let's, you know, kind of delve into this. So this feeling of a sense of awe, you know, what does it do to us physiologically?
Well, in this study, which is part of a sort of broad body of research that is looking at awe, the scientists sort of rather subjectively define awe very similarly to what you had just said, but they basically said it's this feeling of something bigger than you, that there is something around you that is larger than you and is also mysterious. You can't quite define it. It's ineffable. It's this feeling that the world is full of wonder, which might be, as you said, gorgeous, or it might be threatening, but it is something that is bigger than you. And the scientists in this case from Stanford, when they set up this experiment that involved one group of people, older people, and they asked them to just go for a 15-minute walk. They didn't tell them anything else. They said, try and go for a walk outside. And then they told the other group, we want you to do what they defined as awe walks. And what they did was they gave them certain parameters to cultivate awe. And in this case, they were really simple. It wasn't that you had to go find some absolutely gorgeous landscape, which is what most of us probably think of when we think of cultivating awe, that we have to go find, you know, cliffs and sea, and I live in the mountains, and we, you know, you need to go find huge mountains and snow-capped peaks. But in this case, you did not. What they said to people was, try to look at even your normal walk with fresh eyes. Look at the sunlight hitting the leaves in a whole new way. Look at the autumn color just starting out. Think of this walk as, you know, as if you were going with your grandchild. What would your grandchild be seeing on this walk? Or as you said, your dogs, what would they be seeing? Try to get out of your head, not to be constantly thinking about your life and what you have to get done. Look at the world around you, and you might be able to find that same sense of awe if you're stuck in a city and see the sunlight hitting the office tower near you in a whole new way. Look at the world with fresh eyes, and you can feel awe. And that's what they asked these people to do, just during very simple 15-minute walks. And they had them do this for 8 weeks, with the other group not looking for awe. And at the end of those 8 weeks, with no differences except that one group was looking for the awesome and the other was not, the awe walkers were happier. They felt more connected to their friends, to the world, to sort of the goodness that is still out there, even at this particular time, than the other group did. And the only difference was they were looking at the world with essentially fresh eyes.
I love it. And so, you know, what cracks me up is I'm out there and you're absolutely right. even if I have just my canines with me, you know, my canines are constantly sniffing and reading what I love to call pee mail, you know, in the bushes and trees and, you know, and scoping out things and staring at a squirrel or, you know, whatever. And if I did not have my precious, you know, German shepherds with me, I'd miss all that.
Right.
And then I said to myself, why am I missing that in the first place? I should be seeing all this. And, you know, when I was running much longer, this is when I was still doing marathon, to kill the boredom, because, honey, listen, it's boring. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know it as well as I do. It's like, oh, great, mile five, kill me now. And so I would, you know, look at birds. I go, wow, how many red birds can I find? How many, you know, those beautiful cardinals? How many this, that? Suddenly I'm much more mindful. And the more you do that, the more you get absorbed in that, the less stress you're feeling about everything else. So what I notice is that there are, you know, I started being very cognizant of the fact that there are awe walkers around me. And then there are people who are just crunching out those calories and banging out those steps on their little, you know, iPhone thing and constantly checking, or they're plugged into music or whatever, and they're not even paying attention to their surroundings, or God forbid, they stop in the middle of the trail and they're texting for crying out loud. You know what I mean?
What one of the most interesting parts of this particular study to me was they asked both groups, the non-awe walkers and the awe walkers, to take selfies at some point during their walk, just mostly for the scientists to track the sort of locales where people were walking. And they asked them not to use their phones otherwise, but to take this selfie during each walk and upload it to the scientists so that they could sort of track, are people walking in parks, are they walking in cities. But what they found, and this was not something that the scientists had expected or looked for at all, was that the group of awe walkers started making themselves smaller in their selfies, that the world around them started featuring more in their selfies, sort of the natural world. The tree would be bigger and the person would be smaller. And that was completely unconscious, that the people were doing that without even realizing it, whereas the non-awe walkers were still, you know, the focus of each of their selfies. So there was this sort of change in the relationship that the awe walkers were having with their own world without their even knowing it. And the scientists said they had not expected that at all. They hadn't asked people to do that. It just happened as they walked, that their world seemed to become bigger and they seemed to become a smaller focus of it. And I thought that was really interesting, that if you start focusing on the beauties of the world around you, you start focusing on them even in your selfies. And that's really powerful to me, and also does suggest that this really small change in how you sort of orient yourself as you're out walking can really have a significant change in how you feel about the world, about yourself, and probably about the exercise itself. It doesn't become just exercise. It becomes a way to look at your world in a whole new way.
I love it. You know, I was thinking when I first read the, you know, your column, and I came across a part about the photos, the selfies. I was saying to myself, we should rename those for the people who did the awe walk as out of selfies.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yes, out of your own head pictures.
Absolutely. Whereas the other ones are the self-absorbed selfies, which is, you know, it's just your big head in the, you know, the picture, and you barely see the fall leaves behind you, whereas the other people are much more in the fall leaves. You noted that one of the control walkers, meaning the people who were not doing the awe walk, This one individual spent a lot of time fretting about an upcoming vacation and all the things you have to do before you, you know, leave for vacation. Well, you know, you might as well have been walking in a parking lot for all you're getting out of it, because, you know, you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. And I thought, again, that really rang at home. And so what I find is that if I, you know, hey, listen, full permission here, permission granted to put those little earbuds in and, you know, do something that I think augments your awe walk, you could do that. So I'll play some very, you know, nice music that, you know, will kind of complement what I'm doing. And listen, I've got the days when I'm also playing, you know, heavy metal too. I've had those days too. It's called 1 week before election days, but, you know, it's a lot of that. Listen, honey, got to cope somehow. You know, I just think that this is a call to action for everyone out there in the Her podcast land to pay attention to what's going on around you, to seek out beauty, to seek out joyful surroundings, to seek out silence if you need to, and to be able to pay enough attention, be mindful enough of your surroundings that you could really benefit mind and body from all of this. I mean, I think that that's very, very, that's an incredibly important point. You also said that, and I'm sure you've seen these studies, of people who reported feeling also tended to have less emotional stress and lower levels of substances related to body-wide inflammation. What was that about?
As I said, the study that I wrote about awe walking is part of a growing body of research that is looking at awe as a way to improve health and well-being. And there are a number of studies that have been done where they have tried to teach people how to cultivate awe, because we should feel it naturally. But if you're going for a walk and all you're thinking about is the work that you have to do or that your concerns about COVID or whatever, you will still get benefits from that walk. It will still improve your health. It will still probably improve your mental health, but you will get more from it if you can find awe. And so a number of studies have been looking at ways to help people cultivate their sense of awe, and then looked at what effect that seems to have on mental and physical health. And the impacts turn out to be pretty significant in a number of these studies. There was one where they looked at the impact that looking for awe in your life, just in general, what impacts that had on body-wide inflammation. And I'm sure all of your listeners are well aware that having high levels of inflammation throughout your body is really unhealthy. It contributes to all sorts of chronic conditions, and it does seem to contribute to worse mental health. So in this study, the only thing they had people do was cultivate awe during their lives. And people who reported more often feeling awe. And that didn't mean they had to go out and look for religious experiences. It didn't mean they had to go out and look for the most gorgeous scenery available. It just meant that they periodically stopped to look at the wonders in their world that they might otherwise have overlooked. And their levels of bodily inflammation tended to be significantly lower than in people who almost never reported experiencing awe. So it looks like it's a really simple potential way to improve health, find calm, and probably make yourself generally happier. There was also another study, and I didn't include this in the column, But another study where they found that people who frequently report feeling awe have a different relationship to time. Time seems to move a little more slowly. You feel like you have more time when you often feel awe. And that's for those of us who always feel like we're busy, who always feel like we have too much to do. 5 minutes of finding awe may make you feel like you have much more time during the day. And that can also reduce all sorts of feelings of stress. So it does look like awe is one of those emotions that can have really important impacts on your bodily physical health and your mental health and just your feelings of well-being all the time.
I'm just loving this. I mean, this is, it's so wonderful to hear some of the science behind this too. And to know that I'm very, very happy that they're building this, you know, greater breadth of knowledge on this entire thing, because my God, we need to be able to stop now for just a moment and to pay attention to very simple steps, literally, that you could take to be able to improve your health and well-being. And if it's just paying a heck of a lot more attention to your surroundings and to going out of your way to be able to make the surroundings as pleasant and as wonderful as possible. So, you know what I mean? I mean, parking lots, no. Parks, yes, you know? Does that make sense?
Well, one of the reasons that I like the, particularly the awe walk study, but all of the other research into awe also, is that it also suggests that this could be a really easy way to amplify the benefits of walking. I mean, walking, running, all of that, there's no doubt at all that if you go out and go for a run and the whole time you still worry about work, you still worry about your family, you still worry about COVID, you're going to get benefits from that. It's that run or that walk is still going to be good for your health. It's going to be good for your mental health. But it looks like trying to, during that walk or run or bike ride, trying to also look for awesome things in the world around you will amplify the benefits. You will get more mental health and well-being from that same walk or run or hike as you would get if you didn't look for awe. So why not take those that extra 30 minutes and look at how beautiful the world is? And when you get back home, you will be healthier, happier, and calmer than you would have been if you had not looked at how beautiful the world still is. And I mean, I know it's not easy right now to remember that the world is full of wonderful things when there's so many stressful situations occurring right now. It's a hard time for everyone. So to me, and I've been going quite deliberately on all walks and all runs ever since I wrote about this, I am feeling happier and a little bit more in control, a little less despairing than I might have if I were not finding the really awesome moments that are still available to every one of us, no matter where we live, how we feel. You can go out and look at the sunlight and remind yourself that whatever else is happening, the world is still a beautiful place to be.
Oh, I love it. I'm just sitting here. Can you just talk for about another hour like that? I just, you absolutely crushed it with that, you know, a last piece, because you're right, you know, and what you've done is you've redefined your own narrative. And you've said it doesn't have to be a narrative.
Yes, and there's also, there's good science behind it too. It's not just anecdotal. It does look like this is pretty, I mean, everyone can benefit from this, and that there's good, strong scientific evidence to suggest that just trying to get out of your head, to look at the world that still remains beautiful all around us, can really increase the benefits you would get from just walking. You can make yourself feel happier and better by looking at how beautiful everything is around you while you are walking.
While I was walking, after reading that awe walk piece that you did, I found myself absorbed into my environment. I'm a piece of it. I feel connected. And when I'm like that mentally, I'm not thinking toxic thoughts, right? I'm not worried about the stock market crashing because of the COVID news and the whatever. Right. I'm just not going to go there. Instead, I'm taking a walk and I'm hoping I run into the stag again. And no sooner did I say that a couple days ago than as I was walking across one of the bridges over a beautiful creek, I heard all this commotion underneath me. And my German Shepherd's ears, you know, lit up. Yeep, their little, you know, those beautiful ears on the shepherds there. They're straight up periscope. And they're like, okay, what's going on? And I look down below, and what do I see? 5 beautiful does. And they were playing in the water. And they have white tails, and they're you know, just messing around and everything. And I said, ah, what an awesome moment. And it works.
Yes, and we're all really fortunate that we can find those moments, even if you live in a city, that they are there. And even, you know, as I said, that if you can see the clouds moving across the glass face of a skyscraper, that can still be awesome. So it's important to look for those moments, to create those moments, because this isn't just sort of soft science. It looks like this has really significant impacts on your body, and those extend all the way down to the molecular level. That's why that there were changes in inflammatory levels in people who more often felt awe. That this isn't just a sort of, you know, it has really good scientific backing for how you feel, and for how you feel affecting how your body is responding. That you can actually increase how well the exercise affects you, and that's pretty fantastic. I think that's awesome.
Wait a minute. That's what? It's awesome. So, you know, we have to stop doing this. It's so funny. And as a last thing, just as for grins, whenever you want to, just go to the Urban Dictionary and look at the way awe and awesome are now used. It's absolutely a scream. You know, if you're going to want to understand what the hell is going on with our vernacular, just go to the Urban Dictionary. Awe is now used for everything. It's a greeting. Hey, what's up? Awe. And then there's like an exclamation of agreement. Isn't that Stacy's mom? Awe. and then an exclamation of excitement. Hey, this is amazing. Oh, look at the beer I just bought. Oh, I was laughing so hard. I just couldn't help myself. Every now and then I have to hit the Urban Dictionary and make people like yourself, you know, cringe with, oh my God, I cannot believe how they butchered that. They have totally butchered that. Oh my God. So listen, everyone out there, we have been talking to our beloved Gretchen Reynolds. She writes the popular phys ed column for the New York Times and posts online as part of the Well blog. And she's also appearing in the print edition of the paper Science Times. And Gretchen, once again, another fantastic episode. I cannot begin to thank you enough for being on the Her podcast.
Oh, my great pleasure. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Oh boy, can't wait for the next one. And everyone out there, hit iTunes right now. That's an order. You heard it. It's a command. Rate and review the show because I want to hear from you. And why do I want to hear from you? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the HER podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD or Instagram at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the HER podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. How awesome it was. And stay safe and stay well.